The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
This version of America Tonight. How you doing out there in those nooks and crannies? Some of you dealing with rain? We heard from our pal Ray in Missouri. It's raining there. I just went through a rainstorm in Tampa, Florida. And I know there are some others that are dealing with a little bit of a heat wave. Can you believe that we are more than halfway through the year? A lot of people talking about the midterm elections. But hey, how about 2016? Some new polls point to the fact that in New Jersey, anyway, not looking good for Chris Christie if he had to go up against Hillary Clinton. Pretty interesting stuff. Israel, by the way, and this is just happening, is willing to unconditionally extend the 72-hour ceasefire in Gaza. That's big news. That's happening right now. That's the beauty of America Tonight. So what does that mean? That means, hey, that's a good sign. Because Benjamin Netanyahu, the prime minister, was having none of the nonsense, and he was willing to keep pushing, blow up the tunnels, keep doing what we have to do. If we're getting rocket fire, if we're, you know, suffering through a hail of rocket fire, we're going to keep coming at you, and we're going to do whatever we have to do, which Israel always does. But the fact that they're willing to extend the ceasefire says something. Maybe there is a long-term potential. I say potential because it never feels like it's going to last to me, but this has been very strange. So there is no peace deal in Cairo, but nobody's fighting right now. From Jerusalem, the prime minister really is praising his own country's troops and is blaming Hamas for all the dead people, the Palestinians, and saying he hopes that the Cairo talks might set the stage for a broader peace. The Palestinian and Israeli delegations are working through Egyptian intermediaries in Cairo, but they haven't reached an agreement on extending the ceasefire. However, Israel is willing to do what I just mentioned, unconditionally, just boom, let's just do it. That's a good thing. That's a real good thing for the people that live there because they're the victims, ultimately. And what's interesting is this is in Cairo, and this is the first thing I thought. Egypt closed the Rafah crossing after the country's military ousted the Muslim brotherhood backed by President Mohamed Morsi. Hamas is an offshoot of the Muslim Brotherhood, which Egypt's new government has declared a terrorist group. So this is the whole thing that's tricky about this. Hamas is the third leg of it. It's like Hamas wants to end the Israeli blockade of Gaza. Israel says it's necessary because they got to stop weapons from being smuggled in. And Hamas is different from the Palestinian people at the Strip who are the pawns in this whole thing. I mean, they're really the victims in all of this. And this latest skirmish, which has been huge, is the third, if you're counting, in less than 6 years. Previous ceasefires have had some calm for months, even years. But the bigger issues, a bigger peace deal, never ever comes to pass. More than 500,000 people who live in the Gaza Strip were displaced during the rocket fire and the back and forth between the Israelis. 29%. You've got to put it into perspective. Think of it as a pie. 29% of the 1.8 million people that live there. Wow, that's crazy. We're talking babies, young children, women, grandfathers, grandmothers. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine if we had that going on in the United States? I can't. and so many people dying in this war. But you can thank Hamas for that on their side. Running water is, it's like a miracle if you get running water there. I was talking to someone today and they say there's only about maybe two or three hours of electricity a day. And so many people need shelter. It's been rough. 1,900 Palestinians killed, so many others displaced. And that's the sad part of this. It's the people. It's the people that are the pawns that are in the middle of this. And Hamas has just got to go. Netanyahu even said that the decision made by some Arab states to forego support for Hamas in its fight with Israel could show that there's a shift in the debate over peace in the Middle East. Realignment might present some opportunities to use Cairo as a place to broaden the whole discussion. That would be a good thing. I mean, the Israelis have the Iron Dome. It blocks the rockets. It's a missile defense system to stop rockets hitting any major population areas. But the Palestinians don't have that. They have Hamas that doesn't have their back. And they're exposed, and it's just a question of where they shoot off the missiles. You can't negotiate with Hamas. You can't talk to Hamas. Can't do that. They're a terrorist group. And you know, it's interesting, too. During these talks, the United States is on the ground in Cairo, but they're not part of it. They're not a party to what's happening, which is good. The quicksand that is the Middle East is so crippling. It is. It's so crippling. We go from one hot spot to the next. We are all over the map, pardon the pun, when it comes to the Middle East. And if somebody said to me today, well, who do you trust more, the Palestinians or the Israelis? Like, well, who don't I trust? How about Hamas? Nobody's throwing in Hamas. Nobody knows the background of Hamas. Islamic warriors. What do they want to see happen, and who do they want to blame for what's happening? And they do. They're heaping it on the Israelis. And then the thing is, too, so much of the Gaza Strip has been destroyed. If you looked at that area before the 40s, it was beautiful. It would be like a destination place. Certainly not now. And with all the bombing, it's gotten that much uglier, meaning a lot of burned out buildings, lots of fragments of lives that used to be. That's what you see. Coming up on America Tonight, we're going to talk about net neutrality with Mike Wendy. He just did a great op-ed piece in the Washington Post, and Mike talks about net neutrality being a very tricky thing, and that most people don't realize how ultimately it will affect them. Stay with us. I'll meet you on the flip side. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. is, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson for Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Pick it up. Here, right here.
Pick it up.
We've been talking a lot about the internet and, of course, what's going on with the Federal Communications Commission and their big attempts to regulate the internet. So I ask you, what's wrong with this picture? We say this all the time, the FCC claiming they need to regulate the internet. Joining us now is Mike Wendy from MediaFreedom.org. He knows all about this subject. He just did a piece that ran this past weekend in the Washington Examiner. All about this, an op-ed piece. Hey, Mike, thanks for hanging with us here on ATN.
Great to talk to you.
So here's the open-ended question I just said. I say this to listeners, and they call in, and they know about this.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, you can't pull the wool over their eyes. Why does the FCC feel that they need to regulate the internet?
Well, it's an agency that's in crisis, and so it's created a crisis itself, saying that the internet is broken, and they're the only ones that can save it. And, oh, by the way, even though the lack of regulation made it so great, we're here to save the internet with some new regulations so that everything's fair and there's a level playing field and people can have this free and open internet that they so love.
So what's the problem with that? Think about it. Let's take it from the most basic thing that I'm thinking in my mind. And, of course, that's picking your pocket and my pocket. Ultimately, that would trickle down to us. We'd end up paying more, wouldn't we?
Well, yeah, I think what's happened until January of this year, really the consumer, the end user, was paying for all the great services that they were receiving, but weren't cost-causing. And that's like Netflix and YouTube. They were chewing up huge amounts of bandwidth, and the FCC was saying, hey, we're not going to let ISPs, your, you know, Verizon or Comcast or Time Warner, come up with a special deal to make sure that Google pays for its traffic or Netflix pays for its traffic. And here the consumer, in a way, is paying for this and not getting the great experience that they should be getting as a result. So, you know, the FCC believes that it wants to grow the internet, and the best way to do that, they think, is to make the edge – that's Google and Netflix and others, you know, pay as little as possible. And they've come up with regulations that they think will ensure that.
And you pointed out in your piece, and this again is in our wheelhouse, we talk about all the time, over-regulating, we're buried under regulations. And you said it, you pointed to the statistic that we talk about all the time. You're talking 26,000 pages of final rules last year alone. That's ridiculous. How much are we even paying for that to put together all these pieces? Think about that. It's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, $2 trillion a year goes to essentially making sure that companies comply with, you know, Uncle Sam's regulations. And that's just Uncle Sam. This isn't even the state and local and at the municipal level. So that could have gone into goods and services, into innovation that consumers would receive. But instead, it's to make sure that the snail mollusk, you know, the SEC's version of the snail mollusk survives, you know, and that's crazy.
Yeah, I agree with you, too. When we talk about the marketplace, especially in this world of entrepreneurs and the creative side of what's happening, especially on the Internet, it's amazing the commerce that's been created in small businesses. This could ultimately, too, affect that, couldn't it?
Yeah, because I think, you know, what we're faced with is, you know, we've had about a 10-year run where there wasn't a lot of regulation, and the internet exploded, okay? And so now the FCC is saying, well, this is such a great thing, we have to protect it, and so we're going to impose these regulations. And there's some upside for some of the companies in the sense that they can come up with agreements with Netflix and Google and others to get back some of the cost where it was prevented the past 2 years. The FCC was saying you can't have these priority agreements. But really the downside altogether is it's regulation where there wasn't regulation. And, you know, big companies have a better ability to deal with that, but small companies, and that's, you know, that's on the edge, but, you know, the small garage manufacturer, the small garage software manufacturer, you know, the small internet service provider in rural America, they can't deal with the same kind of regulations. Yet, they're going to be hit with those. And that's going to be an innovation buzzkill, I think.
Yeah, what does your gut tell you? Do you think, because they keep trying to push this, do you think the net neutrality thing is going to happen or what?
Yes, it is. And the court ruling in the earlier part of this year sent it back to the FCC. But really, with the FCC doesn't have to do anything. You know, there is no law that says, FCC, you have to act. And many of us in the industry and observers say, look, just watch and wait. If there's something wrong, if there's abuse, you know, you have all the tools to make sure that companies aren't harming consumers, okay? But you don't need a regulation. You don't need this sort of prophylactic regulation to do that. The FCC is going to come up with, you know, there's two bad choices, essentially. One less bad than the other, but there's still two bad choices, and both involve regulation. One is, at the top, what I was talking about, that they will allow some agreements between ISPs and companies like Netflix. But still, they're watching all companies on the edge, the network providers, and saying, you know, if you're not boosting broadband infrastructure, we're going to come after you. And that could be around First Amendment. That could be around privacy. You know, you can kind of see where that could go. None of these agencies look at this stuff in a minimalist sense. It's expansionist. So even the light stuff that they're proposing is where we haven't been. And then, worse, there's the 1934 option, which is old-time telephone regulation. And that's very real. And that's where companies that provide the internet, the broadband service, probably the wires coming to your house, they're treated like an old-time telephone company. And that's price regulation, that's service regulation, that's line regulation. Boy, that is so extreme. Both are bad, but that's the bad of the bad, and we're really trying to stay away from that. Regardless, there's going to be one of those choices, either bad regulation or really bad regulation. And
yeah.
I don't think we can avoid that.
Do you think more people, I mean, I'm proud of this audience, frankly, because they get it. I have to tell you, Mike, they get it. And they're well-read, and they understand what it means, and they're all about it. And during the FCC comment period, they're commenting. But really, there are a lot of people that don't understand even what net neutrality means, don't you think?
But that's the problem. And the FCC has a definition, and the public interest advocates, they're all corporate-funded or foundation-funded, corporate-funded, have their version, and it's a sliding scale. You know, what does it look like today? And that's the very problem with regulation. You know, we're assured by the public interest advocates that if something passes through the FCC, which it will be moderate, or it can be contained and cabined. It can't be. That's just not the nature of regulations, not the nature of the administrative state that we live in. That's the very danger. They're going to be casting, but they're already casting about for a role that they shouldn't have. The market thrives. The market thrives as a result of the lack of regulation. And here they are, we're going to impose regulation. Well, they're going to find a role. They're going to find something, you know, if it's moving and it looks like it needs to be fixed, they're going to go ahead and try to do that. And that, I believe, is the end of what we call permissionless innovation. You know, companies of all stripes are going to have to go to the FCC and say, look, can I go ahead and roll this service out? You know, will I get fined? Is this legal? And that's where we haven't been these past 10 years, and it has exploded. This is crazy time right now. And the FCC is embarked, and I cannot see them saying we're not going to impose regulation. They are going to impose regulation by the end of this year on the Internet through net neutrality, through this loose concept that no one really understands.
Yeah, I love what you say, too. Permissionless innovation, that's a great word. And when you think in your mind, big companies, that's one thing, and then eventually trickling down and passing on the, you know, a couple of bucks to the consumer, which will add up monthly or who knows where that goes. But what about the small Internet companies? I know three people involved in that are Internet providers, and they're small, and I think you know people in that boat.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's what my editorial is about. This character named Bill, who, that's not his real name. He's got business before the FCC. That tells you something right there and then. But he's a small company. These regulations are going to make it harder for him to roll service out. He now is serving in the public interest. He's a public servant. And, you know, that's not without cost. He'll have to go. If he has some innovation, he's going to have to go to the FCC and say, you know, can I do that? And then, you know, you think about that and you go, gosh, how can that actually be good for innovation? You know, when you have this permission, this layer, or maybe even several layers of permission to roll stuff out that you would otherwise do, you know, like a grocery store. Just put it on the shelf. People buy it, they buy it. If they don't buy it, then don't. Okay, I made a mistake. Next. Now I have to go to the FCC and do that. It's crazy.
Right, and imagine what the obstacles and the hoops you have to jump through and how long that'll take. So that does stop innovation because it'll take that much longer to even get from point A to point B.
Yeah, absolutely.
Crazy. All right, enjoy the conversation. Mike Wendy, MediaFreedom.org. Thanks, appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Have a good evening.
You too.
Bye.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Coming up, Fruits and Nuts, Shredded or Bingo. Nathan Reeder joins the fun here on America Tonight. But before we get there, one quick note. Interesting to talk to Mike Wendy. We've had a lot of different people on to talk about net neutrality. And he says, yeah, it's inevitable. And you think of, man, of all the places where we don't need red tape, I think we don't need it when it comes to the internet, because ultimately that will trickle down to the consumers. If it doesn't right away, it will eventually. It's just natural because of the charges that so many of the providers will ultimately, I guess, face is the word I'm looking for. So the big news, I believe, and the big news that people are going to be talking about heading into the weekend and through the weekend is what's going on with Israel. Israel saying unconditionally they're willing to, for now, say, let's just extend this. At this point, let's just extend this ceasefire. Many of you had something to say about Hamas and the Palestinians and the situation with Israel. On that note, we're going to go and check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Joe, who says, Kate, what's shaking? Love the show. Got to tell you, I am sick of hearing about Israel's woes. Boo-hoo. I am sorry for the Palestinians, but Hamas is just an organization that could care less about human life. Obviously, Islamic extremists taking advantage of their own people. What does that tell you? Enough said. This one from Jill, who says, enough people are attacking Israel. I don't get it. Aren't they our allies? What is it with the anti-Israel sentiment that seems to be pretty prevalent in the United States, Kate? Have you noticed that? Is it because of the Palestinians who have been dead, the images of that, who have been killed in this latest skirmish, or is it something else? I think it's that's what it is. I think it's the dead bodies and saying, well, you know, then the Israelis are attacking and this is what we're seeing. And then it goes back to the whole issue of the Gaza Strip and the history and the culture of that to begin with. But to me, mostly it's because of the people. And I think that that's what's turned the tide for some, although I can't say, I think it's kind of split. I don't think it's anti-Israel, frankly. I think it's split. In fact, I'd say I've run into more pro-Israel and saying, and people who say, you know, think of the historic relics that are stored in Israel, the Holy Lands, and imagine if all of that were destroyed, but still feeling for the Palestinian people. I don't know that they come up with a great peace plan here. But if something lasts for a while and there's more time to develop the possibility of a peace plan, hey, that's all good. With Hamas in the middle, it wrecks it because nobody wants to deal with the terrorist group, and Hamas has a stranglehold on what's going on there, and that's the biggest problem that the Palestinian people, I think, have. All right, this one comes to us from Michael, who says, Kate, I love when you say the quicksand of the Middle East. It is so true. Treasure, blood, sweat, tears. What are we to do? So much for Obama's Arab Spring. That didn't seem to last too long, did it? No, nobody's talking about Arab Spring now. If we've sprung a leak when it comes to finances, horrible situations, and extracting ourselves from Afghanistan, and then still seeing what's happening now in Iraq, after years after the withdrawal, the ISIS situation and their takeover bid for chunks of territory in Iraq, and what's happening still to those people there. And this is a religious thing too, because of the Kurds and the Shias and the Sunnis. And the big problem is Nouri al-Maliki being the guy in charge who made a situation worse and didn't invite the rest of the people to play in Iraq, in other words, to be part of his administration. And so there was no inclusion, and that was the biggest problem. All right, let's switch gears and talk about something different. This was an email. In fact, a couple of you sent emails about this, but this one from Ben, who says, Kate, if you notice lately when we talk about 2016, it seems like, to use your words, I love it that people are using my words, that it's like a beauty pageant when it comes to the Republicans. And what a mistake that would be, you're right, if there were a ridiculous amount of debates again this time. I have to say, Mike Huckabee is starting to show up in the polls, and I like the choice of Mike Huckabee. Put Huckabee, maybe even Chris Christie on a ticket, or Mike Huckabee and Rand Paul, although would Rand Paul really want to be the VP? I don't know that Huckabee gets it. I know that Huckabee is an interesting choice, though. He's popular, and part of that is he's got a radio show that people hear during the day, and so they're hearing his voice more and his opinions and his ideology. He was the governor of Arkansas. He has run for president before. I mean, is it his time? You know, the tide turns so quickly when you get closer to Iowa and New Hampshire and the whole process. And I've said this before, but often the person that you think is on the list but has no choice becomes the nominee. And we may find the same thing again. But it's got to be somebody that can beat Hillary Clinton, because obviously if you look at the poll that was just taken in New Jersey, the people of New Jersey don't want to vote for Chris Christie if he were to go up against Hillary Clinton they overwhelmingly, it seems, want to vote for Hillary Clinton. I think that shows you something. Whoever it is, that's what you have to keep in mind. Who else is on the ticket? How strong are they? The whole thing, the weighing it, balancing it all out. I've said this before, but it's worth saying again, Rentz Priebus, and the fact that he was smart enough to pick a place. They finally picked a place. Now it's been like 3 weeks in Cleveland to host the Republican convention. And that's a good thing because they're going to have it earlier, get it out of the way, and let the fundraising and everything else happen throughout the rest of the summer. All right, here's an interesting one. This one's from Bernie, who says, Kate, I've never emailed the show before. Hello, like it, Bergdahl. We haven't talked about that lately, but you know they've begun questioning Bergdahl about his capture. Do you think that this goes anywhere? Do you think that Bergdahl pretty much gets a pass, if you understand what I'm saying? I'm somebody who served, and you're right about never leaving a man behind. It's sad. He was disillusioned, it sounds like, to me, and walked away. But then how do you justify the lives that were lost in trying to search for him? Well, now it's too, you know, in prognosticating what's going to happen, it's interesting because his lawyer is saying, well, my client is cooperating with the investigation, and he's talking about what happened. And, you know, the investigation is going to actually determine, the Army is going to determine whether or not he's prosecuted for desertion or faces any discipline action at all. He got the care that Sam Houston. He returned to his job June 13th, a different job, after he was released by the Taliban at the end of May. So he gets, like I said, he's on a desk right now, but what happens? Will he be prosecuted? You know, we had our terrorism expert, Jeff Atticott, on, and he said, absolutely, he's a traitor. He should be prosecuted. And remember, they had to cancel in Haley, Idaho, the plans for the big parade for Bo Bergdahl after all the stories started to come out about the soldiers in his platoon and how many had died trying to find him and walking off the post and that whole thing. It's hard to predict. It would seem odd that there wouldn't be any charges, because what would they call it? Well, he walked away. So is he a deserter? What did he do? Part of me says there'd be charges, but the realistic part of me says no. They released 5 dangerous terror guys from Gitmo to get Bo Bergdahl back. There is no way he's going down. This is not happening. I'd be stunned. They're not going to court-martial him. There's not going to be any of that kind of stuff going on. No way. Deserter, But they're not going to label him as that. It's not going to happen. Not after what's going on at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. I don't think so. I mean, what did he suffer? What was it? He was willing to walk away, obviously. What are they going to call it? All right, let's move on to this one. I think we can get one more in. This one from The Red Herring. Gotta love it when you have these clever nicknames. The Red Herring says, Kate Delaney, really enjoy America Tonight. Keep it coming, sister. And I have to tell you, I laughed out loud when I saw the president's approval ratings. You know, I voted for him twice. I am very disillusioned, and a lot of my fellow Democrats feel the same way. As a person, he's probably kind of a cool guy. As a president, he's lame, especially the second term. He's been the worst. So no surprise that his approval ratings plunged. I think they'll keep plunging. Who knows, maybe he goes down in history as one of the worst all-time presidents. What do you think? Well, I could put a couple of other people I would put on that list, so I'm not so sure he goes down as the worst, but there's no question his approval ratings have plunged. 79% of the people who responded to a Wall Street Journal NBC poll say they were dissatisfied with him and the political system. Fruits and nuts. Shred it and bingo round the bend.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. An HB extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again, and they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30 bottle, 30 day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Favorite new segments that we do here on America Tonight. We get a chance to invite Nathan Reeder into the Lion's Den here on ATN. Nathan, how you doing?
I am doing super.
I like it. You always say super. That's a good thing. Positive attitude.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a bingo. Bingo to you. So that's a practice. Okay, so it is time for Fruits and Nuts Shredded and Bingo.
Bingo!
All right, how about this one? Here's our first one. There's a show called The Biggest Loser. It's on NBC, and people love it. And I think the reason people love it is because they like to see people win, to you know, go through the struggle that so many people go through where they gain weight and they have a hard time losing it, but they want to lose it for health reasons, family reasons, all kinds of things. And there is something about watching people go through the battle of the bulge, because this is, 90% of the world can relate to it. So this time around, former quarterback Scott Mitchell, who played in the NFL from 1990 to 2001, who had a weight in his playing days of 240, now is up to 366 pounds, suffers from high blood pressure and sleep apnea, is going to be one of the contestants. He says his biggest motivation is to be able to provide as a father for his children ages 11 to 21 after seeing his father pass away from obesity-related issues. So, is it shredded bingo fruits and nuts?
Oh, it sounds like exactly what the show was made for, so I'm going with bingo.
Yeah, I think bingo. I think it's good. You know why it's good? Because this is a former pro athlete, and that happens a lot to pro athletes because they're in shape. They're doing all the. They're eating a bunch of food, high calorie food, but they're burning it off because of how they, you know, they work. But then once they get out, it's hard for them to maintain that. So I think a lot of people can relate to those struggles, whether the person's famous or an everyday guy. I think it's good to throw in an NFLer. So I agree. Bingo.
Yeah.
Bingo. Okay, here's another one. How about this deal with the kids from the television series on NBC, the Big Bang Theory? If you broke down what they're getting now, the three main characters, if you broke down what they're getting, and we did this on a previous segment when I talk about the numbers and we can count, Nathan, it adds up to $25,000 an hour, or about $1 million an episode for three different actors. Is it Fruits and Nuts, Hollywood Gone Wild, Just Desserts, or what? So Fruits and Nuts, bingo, or shred it.
I'm pretty sure you said the first one like you did because that's what you felt, and I totally agree. That is Fruits and Nuts. calling them out down from here in the ditches. I couldn't even imagine.
$25,000 an hour.
How long does it take to record an episode?
40 hours. They think basically
So a week.
So 40 hours a week. So it would be $25,000 an hour. They've got 24 episodes. It's about $1 million an episode. That's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy to think about that, isn't it? Because if you break down what other people are making, construction workers, secretaries, you know, $11 to $15 an hour. Some people make minimum wage. Boy, tough to relate to. Even on the high end, I said this before with lawyers, maybe someone's making $500 an hour, but wow, $25,000.
Well, there's only one actor for each one of those characters in the entire known universe.
That's
so
it.
There's a whole bunch of carpenters and nurses and stuff like that. But I got to tell you, whoa.
Whoa. So the extras and stuff, I mean, what are they making? You know, $1,000 an hour? Nothing near what they're making, that's for sure. I mean, it's like hitting the lottery. So if you're an actor, and so many, such a weird profession, kind of going off on a sidebar here. It's such a weird profession because it's feast or famine. Really, most actors are starving artists. And they can be really great at their craft, but then there's the few that pop out. They get lucky. They get on the right kind of sitcom, or they become a famous movie star. And all bets are off when that happens. You're not a starving artist anymore.
Musicians, crazy. Too, you know?
Oh, musicians, definitely.
It's getting a lucky break or a really, really good agent, which is usually both of them together.
Yeah, and you know, the funny thing is, too, that's a great comparison because there's some incredible musicians who can't make enough to eat, and they're incredible. They may be better than some of the multi-platinum artists, but they just didn't get heard. They just didn't get the right break. It is about breaks in life.
Yep.
Okay, so let's move on to this one. The authorities are looking into a viral internet video that shows a man kicking a squirrel off what appears to be the edge of the Grand Canyon. Park officials say the chances of finding the man are, well, slim. They're working on it because people are so upset. They realize it's been seen by a lot of people and that there's sensitivity to the treatment of wildlife. The short video posted on YouTube shows a shirtless barefoot guy in shorts and a straw cowboy hat, leaving a trail of food at the edge of a canyon. He then puts on one of his shoes, kicks the squirrel into the air. Another similarly dressed man looks on while it happens. And then, of course, lots of people went to YouTube to see the video. Fruits and nuts, bingo, or shred it?
I don't like this because, you know, that kind of random stuff is happening all over. And, I mean, I came into work and watched some other people watching videos, which might as well have been people kicking squirrels into the Grand Canyon. So, you know, it gets traffic, but, you know, no one wants to be the one in the video getting caught or yelled at. I guess that's how it works. I don't know. But I'm going with shred it only because I know this happens too often, and it's really weird and dumb.
Yeah, there you go. I like the way you said that. Weird and dumb. But it's that 15 seconds of fame or 15 minutes of fame because everybody's looking at it. Of course, nobody knows who the guy is, but it's certainly getting a lot of looks, and it's about that, and it's become that. And I don't know, something, I think it's kind of creepy too. I agree with you. Leading the squirrel, and believe me, I have issues with squirrels, but leading the squirrel to the edge and then kicking it off. Yeah, there's something just, I don't know, flat out wrong about that, I guess. Okay, moving on to another story that I think you'll find pretty interesting. The, we go from talking about what happened at the Grand Canyon and the viral video, and we talked about the Biggest Loser and all that kind of stuff. How about this one? For more than 200 years, it was hidden beneath the ground where the World Trade Center stood. 4 years after its discovery, scientists say they've solved the mystery of the ship hull found in the Manhattan wreckage. So how crazy is that? It was beneath the ground, and scientists say that they found this. In July of 2012, a pair of archaeologists started to dismantle the remains of this wooden ship that was at the World Trade Center construction site. The hull of the ship has been traced back to a colonial-era Philadelphia ship, and they found it. They found the rest of it underneath the Trade Center. I love this kind of stuff. I think it's wild. Is it fruits and nuts, bingo, or shred it?
Wait, are you sure this isn't? You sure it wasn't planted by somebody?
I don't think so. I don't think so. It was built around 1773, they say.
Yeah, that's really amazing. I'm gonna go with fruits and nuts. Whoa,
and nuts.
Dude.
I agree. Whoa, scientists are looking at it. They're making sure. They say it is what it is. That it was built around 1773. And it was probably a Hudson River sloop is what they used to call them. Very cool. All right, we'll do it again next week. Thanks, Nathan. Yeah!
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.